Triple M right across the coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie with a little help from T-Rex to get us out of 5 o'clock and Mark Boland's hot love. It is 5:09. Good morning. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I certainly did. Had a walk and a swim late in the afternoon with a better half yesterday. And the world's a pretty good place, even though it's very busy at this time of the year. Everybody you talk to's feeling a bit tired, a bit rattled as we get towards 20 days until Christmas. Today, in 20 days' time, the kids will be starting to come awake and having a look at the new bike and yelling out, Santa's been, can you believe it, 20 days' time. The wind is blowing already this morning out of the south, and the official word from the Bureau is a cloudy day today, with a medium chance of showers and storms inland, and only a slight chance elsewhere. And temperatures down because of the southerly to about 25 degrees for today. That is what we are expecting. Major news stories of the day, of course, a man has been charged overnight following an alleged bomb hoax threat at Sydney Airport. You'll see and hear more about that in every news bulletin across the place today. Also, police will allege a love triangle drove cricketer Usman Khawaja's brother to plant a hoax terrorist material in a colleague's notebook. And the French PM has put the fuel tax hikes on hold after those ugly protests right across France. Locally, New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet announced a $50,000 grant for the Port Macquarie tidal pool study. And in sport, in cricket tomorrow, the first test will start in Adelaide as the Aussies tackle India with the great man Virat Kohli. I wonder how we'll go. I can't wait for it, actually, see how those kids go. Well, it's on our own turf. I think we might surprise a few people. Well, I hope so. Anyway, locally in sport, in surf life saving, this is a great story. Finn Askew from Tacking Port has been named in the New South Wales Country Trans-Tasman team for the 2019 Trans-Tasman Series and the Interstate Championships. They'll both be staged on the Central Coast in January. On the show today, plenty happening, including we're going to talk to you about how you can win a week in our beach house. Ah, yes, only Triple M club members can win. This is a great prize, let me tell you. And the add-ons are unbelievable. Also, tomorrow we start the 12 days of Christmas for Coppy's Butcher Block, your local favourite butcher in Port and Wauchope. If you can identify ukulele tunes, Christmas tunes, you might pick up, just as the freeloaders, I mean family and friends start to arrive, a $500 voucher at the butcher's. How good's that? Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, if you've heard a howler, we'd like to hear from you. I got one off the email already this morning. This one comes from Patrick, who says, Strawdy, did you hear about the white goods retailer Joyce Mayne? She died. Apparently, Kelvinator. Kelvinator? I mean, that's the type of stuff we love. Good dad jokes. Thank you, Patrick. Also, we'll give you the chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Walt Disney and Eric the Eagle. There's a couple of good names. Morning, Bodge. And also, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:12.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
Cactus.com.au. Labour Party Headquarters, Cantbra. That's the KFC eatery in Dixon.
I think I'll get a three-piece pack, all fries.
Bill, why the hell have you brought us to KFC?
This is our new HQ, Brother Anthony Albo.
Labour HQ's always been the golden, happy, moon, fun, lucky, silver dragon restaurant in Manuka.
Mm. Yes, we haven't been to KFC since Kim Beazley was our leader.
Right, Tanya. With Kim in charge, we never bloody left KFC.
Do you want us all to have man boobs, Bill, mate?
Oh, no, Brother Pinny Ping Pong.
Bill, the Labour Party and Chinese food go together like Bob Hawke and beer.
Not anymore, Brother Albo. Not since Brother Scam Destiari took all that money from that wealthy Chinese bloke and Vin said nice things about Chinese expansion in the South China Sea. Now he can't even be seen with a dim sim without looking unethical.
Bloody Destiari.
When you fired him, it should have been in a kiln.
Oh, my official Labour Party ringtone. Excuse me. Hello? Brother Bill Curley speaking.
It's me, Bill. Scam Destiari. Can I come back yet? I'm really sorry.
I don't think so, Scam. It's too early. Call me again in, say, 3,000 years?
Oh, please let me come back. I'll give you 10 grand. I know this other Chinese bloke will cover it. He wants me to put in a word for him because he wants to buy the ASIO headquarters building.
Oh, and I suppose he's got nothing to do with the Chinese government either.
Oh, of course not. He swore it on a stack of little red books.
Oh, that's enough.
Who was it, Bill?
Oh, no one. Just some Chinese bloke. Young Dumb Wang. Any nuggets left?
Yeah, take mine. Please.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, after a relatively calm period between Lady Gaga and Madonna, the material girl icon has hit out at her rival for supposedly stealing a famous quote of hers about 100 people in a room. What that is, I have no idea. Katy Perry and Rita Ora's One Love Malibu concert has raised nearly $1 million towards the victims of the Wolseley fire in LA. And summer shows to keep an eye out for in the LUSC. They have Daryl Braithwaite December 21, Thirsty Merc on the 28th, and The Living End on the 30th. How good's that? And Shudo Echo will play Panthers on Jan 17. I always knew we lived in Funky Town.
Well, you know, Molly really fast-tracked it for us. There was a little bit of sniffing around with some labels, but nothing real solid. And Molly came along to a show, as people know, and sort of seemed to just come backstage after the show and say, great show, guys. You guys are fantastic. You know, do you have a record deal? Is anyone, you know, knocking on the door? Which is sort of a bit stunned, and not really. And that was that. And then the next week we got a call and said, I want to put you on the show.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
How's that southerly going at your place, Bluey?
Yeah, a bit of a more of an easterly at the moment.
Yeah.
I think, from here, but it's got a little bit of whip in it, yes.
Okay, how did we go fishing-wise yesterday? Just a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was great. And it was great on the water, too. We did quite well. We got, as you said, flathead and whiting. They've been prominent over the last couple of days. It looks like that'll continue. With this cloud, I think that also the brim and the blackfish might come on the bite too, so we might have a good day on the water today.
Okie dokie, good stuff. All right, now what about where are we going to go with our rod and bucket today? There is a chance of a storm inland in the afternoon. Southerly winds continuing and top of the tide at 8. Where should we go?
Yeah, we'll take up the southern banks and we'll take a few prawns with us and we'll just try for a nice quality blackfish or a brim.
Okay. All right,
okie dokie. I've got results through from a couple more clubs. The Lyle United Services Fishing Club had their monthly comp on, and they had deep sea snapper to 2 kilos, pearl perch to 1.5 kilos, some nice brim around the 800 grams, flathead to 1 kilo, salmon to 2 kilos, and also the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club, they had their comp on. They reported rough seas. But they had their kingfish to 18 kilos was the biggest kingfish.
Wow.
Snapper to a kilo. Yeah, a big fish. Snapper to a kilo and a lot of sand landing around the kilo mark too.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. Now, clubs out.
Didn't do too bad.
That's good. We've got a couple of clubs out this weekend, including the Kiss of Death.
Yeah, so we'll look at fish shows are out this weekend. They've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Bolo with the Christmas party. Also, the Lake Cadoy Amateur Fishing Club, they've got a comp on this weekend. 4 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And the Lauren United Services Fishing Club have got their Christmas party on Sunday. It's an 11 o'clock start.
Oh, 11 starting before midday, Bluey. Oh, gee. You'd have to pace yourself there, Bluey. Fair dinkum. Anyway.
I'd say so, wouldn't you?
I'd say so, yes, indeedy. Anyway, good luck to all those clubs. And if you've got some fishing news or you've got Christmas parties coming up, please let me know or let Bluey know and we can let everybody know about that. And looks like hopefully the weekend will be be nice, partly cloudy on Saturday, they're saying, and about 31 degrees. So definitely going to be nice and warm. And also, Bluey, tomorrow it's finally here, the first test. We go to Adelaide. It's Australia and India.
Yes, I'm really excited about this. India haven't won a test here for, in a long time. I don't think they've ever won a series, have they? But it's been about 10 years since they've actually won a test match.
Yes.
So, we're a little bit underdone, so it's going to be an exciting test, I reckon.
I think so too, Blue. I really love when you've got these young guys, though, that have got a chance. And there'll be someone will do something extraordinary. You watch one of these young guys. I don't know who it'll be. But there'll be someone step up to the plate. I tell you what, I heard the best bit of advice, Brett Lee. I heard him interviewed during the week. And they said some advice, you know, for the youngsters going into the game. And he said, don't sledge Coley. What are you going to do? It'll end in tears. Don't do it. Don't stir him up. Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, he is just brilliant, isn't he? I know he's a bit of a loud mouth and whatever it is, but, you know, I think Australians see a lot of themselves in him. That's what they like and what they don't like all at once.
Yes. You are very right there.
Yeah, anyway, we'll wait and see. And first day at Redfern for Mr. Bennett yesterday, and he was a million laughs at the press conference telling jokes.
Well, I was one, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad they sacked me.
He gave me $900,000 to go away, so there you go. Yeah, anyway, anyway, I spoke to Witt this morning too, and I said, what do you think of Mr. Bennett? Oh, he's been taken by the spin. He goes, oh, it's fantastic. Look at his record. He said, you know, we're very happy to have him on board at Redford. I wonder how long that's going to last. I really wonder how long. But Witt is quite happy. He's quite happy. And also, he tells me that the Worrell Creek Hall Christmas party is on Saturday at 6 p.m. with kids, Santa arriving at 7:30, and a small handout present with a name for the big fellow to hand out. Diane Coombs will entertain. It's $10 in at the Worrell Creek Hall there on Saturday. So there you go. I reckon with Witt's beard, he'd be a good Santa, wouldn't he?
He would be.
You reckon? I reckon he'd be. And he's got he wouldn't have to use a pillow, would he?
No.
He'll hate us saying that. Anyway, good luck, Witt. And for the fishos today, you're heading out to the estuary, Bluey?
Yeah, out to the estuary. Take a few prawns, try for a quality brim or a blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Stony.
A possible shower and top of 25 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A Sovereign Hills $8 million investment done, a new road to better connect the community. Lewis Land Group Chief Executive Chris Calvert says it's a leap forward for roads infrastructure in the area.
We opened up the Carly Jane Drive, which is a key piece of infrastructure which fundamentally connects the two northern and southern precincts of the Sovereign Hills Master Plan community. In the past, or prior to today, the really only thoroughfare between the two was going through the roundabout just to the right-hand side of the donut here.
It's also got environmental corridors and koala crossings. A $50,000 feasibility study is being confirmed for the construction of a tidal pool in Port Macquarie. Earlier in the year, more than 18,000 residents signed a petition calling for the pool, so now we'll find out if it'd suit the town. It's something Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams has supported despite local council withdrawing. She was joined by Treasurer Dominic Perrottet to make the announcement yesterday. If deemed feasible, the next step would be to find the best spot. Feedback's now being sought on a proposed new daily coach service for the Mid-North Coast. If it goes ahead, a six-month trial would leave Taree at 7 a.m, stop at Port Macquarie, Kempsey, Fredericton, Maxville, Nambucca Heads and Yeranga before arriving in Coffs Harbour at 11 a.m. The service would then depart Coffs at 4 p.m. to arrive back in Taree by 8 p.m. The community can provide feedback via an online survey on the Transport New South Wales website up until January 4. And green slip premiums across New South Wales will soon hit a 7-year low, with the state government announcing levies will be cut by up to $13 from January. It'll bring the average premium back down to $501. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet saying they've slashed inefficient levies while still protecting those injured on our roads. It coincides with Suncorp's announcement that it will drop its premiums by 4.7% across all vehicle classes. The latest sports grants program going out to a combined 9 local clubs to benefit from funding for new equipment, facilities and programs. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says the support will help to increase sports participation across the community.
Local sports groups, including the Camden Hayden's Physical Culture Club, the Hastings River Junior Cricket Club and Kendall Tennis Club have all been successful in the local sports grant program.
Hastings River Junior Cricket Club, Port Macquarie Rowing Club and Queens Lake Sailing Club, three more of the recipients. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. There's not much joy for the board rider today. Most of our beaches are fairly messy. The wind is out of the south, east to east, but those protected southern corners do offer the slightly better conditions today. We do have a southerly swell, so most of the swell is going straight past those southern points. Open beaches do have waves around that 2 feet mark, but the open beaches are fairly messy. Southern corners have smaller waves around that half to 1 foot. We do have a high tide around quarter past eight today. Those waves may pick up, but I doubt it as we head towards that low tide, which is around 2:30 this afternoon, and the water temperatures around 20 to 22 degrees.
Triple M and the 12 days of Christmas starting tomorrow. You could win a $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher's Block, your favourite local butcher in Wauchope and in Port Macquarie. How good's that for a prize with the freeloaders arriving shortly? Evil Woman there from the Electric Light Orchestra. It is 9 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, and here he is, Lee Jollo, with what's happening today in the papers. And by the look of the snigger on his face, he's sniggering at a couple of good headlines and puns around the place today. G'day, Lee. How are we?
Yeah, very, very good. We've got some interesting news today, of course, in the Daily Telegraph, what you're alluding to there. The headline, what a wicket game to play. Of course, we're talking about the brother of Australian Test cricketer Usman Khawaja. He's free on bail this morning after a court heard he allegedly faked a terror plot to frame his love rival for the affections of a 21-year-old University of New South Wales colleague. That's Arslan Khawaja. As well as that bullet train to cost $100 billion, Premier Gladys Berejiklian's latest rail proposal, a high-speed train that would deliver passengers from Sydney to Canberra in 1 hour, could cost up to $100 billion. And Mal's latest NEG boo-boo, Malcolm Miserable Ghost Turnbull, yesterday stole any momentum from Prime Minister Scott Morrison's win on a two-thirds majority rule to stop the leadership coups by opening up old wounds on a national energy guarantee. And in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, Liberals' moderate faction implodes. Malcolm Turnbull's intervention in the fight over Sydney MP Craig Kelly's pre-selection has sparked a war inside the New South Wales Liberal Party's dominant moderate wing, with its leadership accused of capitulating to Conservatives. And about 95% of firefighters are men, but a new program aims to create role models and attract more women into the service. Lastly, $100 million Monash Centre shunned by public in Paris, Australia's new World War I commemorative centre in northern France is threatening to become a $100 million white elephant, with visitor numbers so far below those promised when the project was given the green light.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Locally with you, still plenty happening, 20 days out from Christmas.
Yeah, exactly right. It's all happening on the political front as well. In Port Macquarie, local MP Leslie Williams has been joined by State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet to announce $50,000 for a feasibility study into a tidal pool, something that's been spruced a few times over the years. Miss Williams says a tidal pool's been on the drawing board and it's finally some positive action there. The feasibility study will determine if such a pool could be built and if it can, where it should be located.
What about the old Food for Less site?
It's finally gone.
No, but I'm saying that's where the tidal pool could
goodness.
Be.
Oh, do you reckon? Oh, jeez. That's what Woolworths has been up to. Oh, there
we'll
we
go. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Good on you,
I
Lee.
I like your thinking, mate.
Come on, Lee, work with me. This is what happens on the Brekkie Show. Good on you, champ. Lee Jollo back seriously with the news in around 7 minutes' time here at Triple M. Next up, Marina's got the traffic for us on this Wednesday, December 5. Cloudy today. Showers and storms possible. More so in land and up to 25. Triple M right across the coast. It's 20 for Brekkie on a hump day Wednesday. Yeah. John Mellencamp there. I need a lover. It is 7:08, cloudy today. Showers, maybe a storm inland, and up to about 25 degrees. It has cooled down with that southerly with us. Now, I don't want to alarm you, but today is the 5th of December. Now, in 20 days' time from now, it will be Christmas morning, and it really will be, of course, bedlam.
Yes.
Now, the freeloaders and friends, because we live in the beautiful part of Australia, will start to arrive probably a couple of days beforehand. And what about feeding them? Can't they eat? They certainly can. Now, Triple M, along with Coppy's Butcher Block in Wauchope and Port Macquarie, are going to help you out. Now, we start tomorrow, right, tomorrow, the 12 days of Christmas. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a ukulele Christmas song. If you can identify it, you hop in the draw to win. Now, remember, they will start arriving a week out from Christmas. A $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port and Wauchope. Now, how about that? To feed the masses. A $500 voucher. Oh, yes. That Chrissy ham, the steaks, the snags, the chicken, whatever you like. 500 spondoolies to feed the freeloaders. I'll tell you what, we'll start tomorrow. Watch the phones go then. Talking about people who eat a lot. I know Eric Idle and the rest of the crew are still touring the world. And it is so funny to watch the crew from Monty Python doing their stuff. Those videos, can I say that, or DVDs, will come out undoubtedly over Christmas as we relive our favourite Python memories. Do you remember Mr. Creosote? You talk about people that can eat a lot, but you've got to, everybody's got that one relative that you can't fill up. Do you remember Mr. Creosote in The Meaning of Life in the restaurant? We'll get to that shortly. It's Triple M.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care.
Today we have for appetizers, excuse me... moule marinière, pâté de foie gras, beluga caviar, eggs benedictine, tarte de poireau, that's leeky tarte, frog's legs amandine, or œuf de caille Richard Shepherd, c'est-à-dire little quail's eggs and a bed of pureed mushroom. It's very delicate, very subtle.
I'll have the lot.
A wise choice, monsieur. And now, how would you like it served? All mixed up together in a bucket?
Yeah, with the eggs on top.
But of course, avec des œufs frites.
Yeah, don't skip on the pâté.
Oh, the radio! Strawny!
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and we're ready to hear some good jokes this morning. We go to Barraville and say a very good morning to Kia. How are you, Kia?
Good.
What's your joke for us today?
What's Jack's first term at school?
Sorry, what was that?
Jack Frost's favourite time at school.
Tell me.
Snow and tell.
Oh, there we go. Snow and tell. Very good. All right, we go to Act Two on the show. John in Port Macquarie.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you, champ? What do you got for us?
Coming up to Christmas, a little girl goes into the shopping mall and sits on Santa's lap. Santa does his usual business, says, "Now, what would you like for Christmas?" And she turns around, looks at him in absolute horror and says, "What? You didn't get my email?"
Nah, John, please. Act three on the program. I like that. Gary, good morning, Gazza. What's your yarn for us today?
Strawny, I had this horrible dream the other night about mufflers. I tossed and turned all night. I tell you, I wake up exhausted.
No, no, no! The muffler joke!
Strawny.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck. Hope you get on. It is 3 a.m. from Matchbox 20 at 8 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, so we go to the soundproof booth now and judge today, Russell Stockham from our great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Welcome, Russell.
Morning, Strawny. How are you?
Terrific. I like Kia's joke from Barraville. Also, John's was pretty good. And Gary from Port Macquarie. Who did you like out of that
one? I thought we gave for Gary, waking up exhausted.
He thought he was a muffler. Oh, Gary, who's hung up, actually, can you give me a call back, buddy? We'll get your details and get you off to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Thanks to Harrington Mechanical to have a beaut lunch. Ah, Russ, well done there. And, gee, it's a big one at the club. We've been talking about it for the last couple of days. Over 200 hams to be given away over three Wednesdays. Yeah, and you're starting tonight with 60.
We start off tonight with 60, yeah. Then next Wednesday, 80. And on the 19th, the big finale, we have 100 hams.
Wow, that is sensational. And just to get you in the mood as well, lucky members draw, what are you up to?
$4,000, mate. So you could be in for a big night. A couple of hams and $4,000. What a good way to start Christmas anyway.
$4,000, well done. Now, also, Jerry will be doing the trivia there tonight. He's back from overseas. I saw him at the checkout at the supermarket yesterday. And here's his get-in question for our Triple M Brekkie Show listeners that are going tonight. Which one of her pet corgis did Queen Elizabeth take on her honeymoon? Jerry, where did you get this information?
Only Jerry could come up with a question like that, mate.
Which one of the corgis did Queen Elizabeth II take on her honeymoon? Was it Dookie, Susan or Sugar? All right, that's the question Jerry will ask tonight. How are you going to find that out? I have no idea. Anyway, entertainment this week other than Jerry tonight?
Mate, Friday night we've got Mark Johnson on, and then Saturday night we've got Eye on You. So they're both good, great, good entertainers. Should be a good night both those nights.
They rock hard, the Eye on You guys. They go hard. Excellent, good stuff. All right, Russell, and where is Glenn Stewart, by the way?
I gave him a week off just to, you know, to build up for Christmas. So, okay. You know, he needed it. So, yeah, he's gone away for a week, and he'll be back next week, bright and fresh. All ready for the radio.
Good on you, buddy. Excellent stuff. All right, mate. That is Russell from, of course, our great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. And it is going to be a big night at the club. Now, who counts the hams too, Russell?
We leave that to Pete out in the store. You know, we need a steady hand, and he's got that sort of thing. So,
all right.
Make sure there's 60 there for everyone.
Okay, tonight. All right. Because knowing Glenn Stewart isn't there, I don't want to cast aspersions, but you know, just make sure they're all there, okay? Because one's three, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know. Glenn's got a couple of slippery fingers there.
Yeah, well, he certainly hams it up. Thank you very much, Russell.
Hey, mate, Strawny. Thanks very much.
Good on you, buddy. 5 to 8, Marina with the traffic shortly. Then we'll look at weather around the country. Triple M right across the coast. The man who had credibility in a white coat when he was on General Hospital. The great man, Rick Springfield there, Jesse's girl. 9 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away some cash. We go to Valor this morning, and here he is, front and centre, 20 days out from Christmas for a crack at 1,000. Paul, good morning. How are you, Paul?
Good. How are you going, Strawny?
Good, buddy. 20 days today and the whole shooting match is on. You know that, Paul, don't you?
Yeah, certainly do.
And, mate, living in the beautiful part of Australia where we do, have you got lots of people coming to your place or are you actually going away for Christmas?
Oh, no, we've got the Outlaws coming.
Oh, I knew it. Okay, we'll try and give you $1,000, Paul. We're just going to match your birthday on the wheel for Jerome and the team at 40 Winks. What number, chap?
18.
18 for Paul. All right, here we go. Come on, number 18 for Paul and Valor. Come on, 18. Oh, that's twice we've had this number this week. Two little ducks, quack, quack. Can't give you the cash, Paul. Look, end of the month, Christy's got the Christmas Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. It might be coming your way. All the very best with the Outlaws.
You too.
All right, buddy. That's Paul from Valor. Now, if you're birthdaying today, I can tell you that you share it with some very interesting people, like Bodge Up the Hallway on our sister station Hit FM, that did a couple of years doing the afternoon show here on Triple M. He is clinging on to 29 like you have no idea. But he's turning 30 today, the great man. So we wish Bodge all the very best on his 30th birthday today. And he's a rather interesting individual, Bodge, and I think it's got something to do with the date. He shares his birthday, the great man, with Walt Disney and Eric the Eagle. Can you believe it? Those are the birthdays on the 5th of December. It's Triple M. Triple M right across the coast. It is 20 for Brekkie. And CCR there, hearing it through the grapevine. It's 8:15. I'm indebted to one of my listeners. I called him Eric the Eagle, which Bodge shares his birthday with. It was actually Eddie the Eagle. And yes, I will give myself an uppercut. And what a character he was. Did you see the movie? It was very, very good. Hugh Jackman played his coach. But the original Eddie was something to behold. Will you ever forget that jump he did?
Not a little crazy, probably a lot.
He had a go. He dared to go where most of us won't. He stood on the top of a precipice and said, Geronimo.
You're travelling at 65, 70 miles an hour. Within about a second, you'll be 250 feet up from where you're going to be landing. And you just lie there and you try and relax and let your skis carry you to the bottom of the hill. It is the most exciting feeling, the most exhilarating feeling in the world. I think it was the crowd that literally gave me the uplift, the draft from all their cheering, you know, carried me that 71 metres.
It's an incredible story, the great Eddie the Eagle. He had Fandingham glasses like Coke bottles, if you remember, folks. Anyway, Bodge shares his birthday with Eddie the Eagle and the great Walt Disney, the 5th of December. Amazing. Keep your lights on if you're driving. Still very dull out there today. Showers, storms, inland predicted for today and up to about 25 degrees. Next up, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. News on a couple of celebrities bluing with each other. Also, a charity concert in LA and some great summer shows around the mid-north coast you can have a look at over December and January. Triple M and Christy and what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union coming up in under 20 minutes. It is the great Cat Stevens there remembering the days of the old schoolyard, which was quite a few years ago for this person. Thank you. 8:25, Marina with the traffic not far away.
Triple M Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Yeah, how good is it? One of you Triple M Club members is going to win it. We love sharing you with gifts. And this is a cracker for Christmas, let me tell you. A holiday for four on the Goldie at the Triple M Summer Beach House. We'll hook you up with flights, five nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, hello, and $500 to stack up the fridge. How are we going? Only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today. We really appreciate your input into the music jury, to the music we play, and we love giving away goodies like this, the Summer Beach House. Sign up today.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here is Christy.
Happy Wednesday.
With her tinsel hanging around her head.
What'd you say to me? It's 20 days till
20
Christmas.
20 days today. 20 days today.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Now, are you travelling or hosting? Now you're in the new house.
I'm not hosting because, would you believe it, my sister also has a brand new house, so she took first dibs.
She got first dibs.
So she can do all the Christmas dinner.
Now, also, was I right with my guess of you and the rest of your family stomping concrete over your lawn is why it went discoloured?
I think you're all right.
Okay, all right. We've solved that riddle.
I've got
What's
some
happening
lawn
today?
There's Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. The Mid-North Coast branch of the Ulysses Motorcycle Club have a social meeting at Lake Cat Eye Bowling Club tonight as well at 7 o'clock. It's dinner from 6. There's guest speakers Peter and Rory Rock from Rock's Motorcycles in Port. And if you like dancing, get along to Nambucca Heads RSL. They're hosting Cuban Salsa classes from 6 o'clock. Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. And a reminder that tomorrow is the last day to get along for free breast screenings behind the country club at Southwest Rocks. It's recommended every 2 years for women aged between 50 and 74 to get a screening done. And if you have an not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us and find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Now, Aideen took a call earlier on this morning from some distressed people who are missing their doggies.
Yes, three dogs, in fact, are missing from Talarm, west of Maxville. It's two Cavaliers and one toy poodle. They were last seen on Welsh's Creek Road yesterday afternoon. Three dogs missing, so please keep an eye out for those. Maybe they've gone wandering off like Bodge has today because it's his 30th birthday.
I know. He's the oldest five-year-old I know. The wonderfully marvellous, inglorious B-A-S. No,
yes,
I won't.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. One of those.
Do you remember turning 30, Strawny?
I do. Where was I when I was 30? I was here. Of course I was. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was, actually.
All downhill after that?
But, you know, at the moment you have children, it goes in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You know, it really does, and I can't believe I am the age I am. But anyway, I get reminded every birthday. But, Bodge is having trouble dealing with it today, but we'll wait and see.
It really isn't all that bad.
No,
I'm 31 and a half. Come on, Bodge.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they say for ladies, between 29 and 30 are the longest 10 years of their life. Thank you, Christy.
That's my kind of spicy.
Triple M, it's so easy, Linda Ronstadt. That's it for us on the show for today. Missed any part of it, like Worst Joke Wednesday? Just go to triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Tomorrow on the show, the first of the 12 days of Christmas, we're also going to talk about carol singing and Tim Campbell, guest on the show tomorrow as well.